on the party line, the Monticello party line, with Sarah and Maggie and Laurie and Paul, and Tussle and Curly, Louisa and all. Each morning at your radio, all your good friends are saying hello. From Texas to Maine, our great friendship chain, we're friends on the party line. Oh, come listen in on the party line.
Hi, everybody on the party line. By this time, I'm sure you all know and like Rocky, the faithful companion and fellow worker of Jack Owens up in the Alaska construction camp where we visited them a good many times. So I think you'll be interested in hearing something that Rocky said to Jack just the other day.
Say, there's something I've been meaning to tell you, son. Ever since you first made mention of the fact that the town where your wife lives down in the States, a place called Monticello, I kept thinking to myself, Monticello. Monticello. I've seen that name somewhere. It goes way back to my childhood days. I've puzzled over it, and I couldn't figure it out. And all of a sudden, one day, it come to me. Yes, sir, back home in the States, when I was a little fella, we used to have a family medicine. It used to stand on a shelf in the kitchen where I could read everything it said in the box over and over while I'd sit eating my breakfast before rushing off school. Dr. Caldwell Syrup Pepsin, that's what it was. Yes, I can see the doc's picture plain as day right now, and that name, Monticello, Illinois. You know, it's funny thing how you get away from something you once set such store by. How I could come to forget Syrup Pepsin, I don't know. But now that I remember it again, believe me, son, I'm going to get hold of a bottle for myself. I've been far and wide in this world, and I've never yet run onto anything that was more downright sensible and good than that good old family laxative of Dr. Caldwell's.
And do you know, party liners, almost every day at the Caldwell Company, letters come in saying very much the same thing you just heard Rocky say. For some reason or other, when we grow up and leave home, we're likely to forget a lot of the things that meant a great deal to us until something reminds us of them again. For more than two generations, Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin, combined with Laxative Center Compound, has been helping thousands upon thousands of people, young and old alike. Now, surely, it must be an unusually fine medicine based on the soundest common sense principles to stand such a test of time. I'm sure if you have never tried Syrup Pepsin, you'll want to get a bottle today and find out for yourself why so many people are grateful for this delicious liquid laxative based on a family doctor's own formula. And if you're one of those who for some reason or other had forgotten about Syrup Pepsin and your pleasant childhood associations with this old-time favorite, won't you come back to the Syrup Pepsin family right now, today? A generous bottle costs very little at your own drugstore, and it lasts a long time for the whole family. Yesterday, we left Laurie Parker and Christy Warren as the two were talking about David and the unfortunate discovery Christy made with poor Curly's help about David's real reason for asking her for a date. Laurie begged Christy to laugh the matter off and suggested that Christy take a walk with her down to the drugstore where Laurie's young husband, Paul, is working this evening. As most of us know, of course, Paul is Mr. Wintergreen's assistant at the drugstore. Now the two girls are walking along the wintry street toward the town square.
Otherwise, Christy, how does it seem to be back home in Monticello, teaching in the same rooms where we were students not so long ago?
It's wonderful, Laurie. It's what I always dreamed of doing. And reality has turned out to be just as good as the dream.
You are always good at keeping your dreams, even in the daylight, Christy.
Once in a while, you'll notice I have a rude awakening.
Now, are you going to tell me you were already including David Hunter in your dreams?
Must you mention that man's name?
You brought up the subject yourself. Oh, but let's forget about it again.
Gladly. Honestly, Laurie, you'd think we were a couple of 14-year-olds the way we've been wasting time talking about such a silly subject, as if it mattered one way or the other.
Well, you never know when the most casual friendship may have an awful lot to do with your entire future.
Oh, Why bother about the future? It'll take care of itself. Tell me, what's been happening here since I was home the last time? I'm sure I haven't heard all the news yet.
Ooh, let's see. One of the Connor girls was married.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The older one?
No, the younger one.
Oh, dear. That makes it so much worse for the older one. Doesn't she have any beaus?
Well, nothing really serious, I'm afraid. The younger one married one of the George Benson boys, and they're going to live over near the Millers in Maryland. Oh, you've never met Marilyn, have you?
Marilyn who?
Oh, remember, I wrote you about her. She's Carlton Ross's sister.
Carlton Ross?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that name before.
Yes, he's the boy who... Well, he's a chemist, anyway. Very brilliant and awfully nice.
Don't change the issue. Carlton Ross is the boy who beat David Hunter at horseshoes the other day, isn't he? He's the person who put David up to calling and asking me for a date because he lost the game.
Oh, all right. Well, what of it? That still doesn't change the fact that he's a very nice person. And anyway, I was talking about his sister.
Well, what about his sister? Is she just as full of cute little tricks as he is?
Oh, Marilyn isn't nearly as gay or carefree person as her brother. Or at least, she hasn't been until now. But thank goodness, I think life's going to be different for her from now on.
Oh, now I remember. She's the girl who came out here to keep house for her brother. She has a little girl, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. She came down here when her husband deserted her for the nth time. She just about decided to divorce him, and she changed her mind just before a divorce hearing was set.
I suppose the errant husband returned and made a touching appeal for another chance.
No, as a matter of fact, he didn't. He's up in Alaska. I don't know how it happened that she changed her mind, but she did. And now she looks ever so much happier and younger than she's ever been before, at least as long as we've known her down here.
Maybe her husband made a fortune in a gold mine in Alaska, and he's decided to settle down at last and behave himself.
I don't know, and I doubt that. From what Carlton's told Paul, I guess Marilyn's thinking about going to Alaska.
Good heavens. I should think that would take courage.
It must mean that she loves him a great deal.
Of course, Alaska's a wonderful country. It's not the wilderness we think it is at all.
Oh, I know. Poor Carlton. I'll bet he's worried. He's very fond of his sister. And he told Paul he hates to think of her going way up there, especially if she couldn't be happy.
Is this playful little horseshoe-playing brother of hers married?
Carlton? Oh, goodness, no. He's one of our most eligible bachelors. One of the skittish kind, though.
Now, what do you mean, one of the skittish kind?
Oh, no girl in town's ever been able to interest him very seriously. He's lots of fun, and all the girls are crazy about him. But he doesn't pay any special attention to any one of them.
Maybe he has a true love somewhere else in the country. Wherever he comes from.
No, I don't think so. Marilyn says he's never been awfully fond of any one special girl.
Oh, that's dangerous. If he ever does fall for someone, he'll probably never get over it.
Oh, Carlton has much too good sense of humor for that. Besides, if he did fall in love, the girl would just naturally fall in love in return. Oh, you couldn't help it. He's such a darling.
Wouldn't Paul love to hear you talk like that?
Oh, dear. I'm afraid it wouldn't impress Paul very much one way or the other. He's so sure of me, it's pathetic.
Oh, he is. Well, good heavens, why don't you do something to shake the foundations of his security, then?
Oh, Christy, why should I do that? I'm too lazy, I guess, because I'm too happy.
How long are you going to go on working, Laurie?
How long am I going to go on working? Not forever, I hope.
Wouldn't you like to give up your job and just keep house? I should think it'd be difficult to do both jobs.
Sometimes it is, and... sometimes I do feel as if I'd like to stop working, but then there's so many things Paul and I'd like to get for the house, and we'd like to feel that we could put a little away for the future.
That's all right, but... oh, well, I'd hardly be an authority on the subject.
What were you going to say, Christy?
Oh, nothing. Besides, we're almost to the drugstore. You know, I haven't been there since I've been home. I'm anxious to see if it's the same as it was the last time I had a chocolate soda and talked to Mr. Wintergreen about the weather and the world in general.
A few blocks away, at the home of Carlton Ross and Marilyn Owens.
Oh, for Pete's sake, sis. I forgot to tell you the latest news about Dave and his new gal friend.
What girl?
Oh, Miss, what's her name? Warren, of course.
What about her?
Well, you know, Dave made another date to take her to a lecture over at the university.
Oh, yes, so you said. Evidently, you started something when you and David played that game of horseshoes, and David lost.
Yeah, started something. Boy, you said it. Miss Warren found out about that little horseshoe game.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mean she found out that David called her up because you made him do it?
Yep.
Oh, dear. What'd she say?
Evidently, plenty. because she called Dave up and called off the date and slammed the receiver so loud in his ear, I guess it's still ringing.
Oh, she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't believe a word of it.
Yeah, for a fact. Now, how's that for an anticlimax, sis? Here, Dave takes her out because that was his penalty for losing the horseshoe game. Then he takes a fancy to her, and she seems to like him, too. Then she finds out about the horseshoe game, and bang, the whole thing blows up.
Well, if Dave had told her about it, she ought to be able to see the joke, I should think.
Yeah, but that's just it. Dave didn't tell her. She found out from Mr. Peters.
Mr. Peters?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why in the world would he...
poor guy. I stopped in the machine shop today. He was practically crying on Mr. Tuttle's shoulder. So they told me what it was all about. Seems he met Christy up at school, and just conversationally, I guess, he told her about the horseshoe match. That's when she blew up.
Oh, that's too bad. But isn't that rather silly? You'd think she could see the funny side of it.
Well, I suppose she does have some reason for flying off the handle. Now, you wouldn't like it, would you, if somebody asked for a date and you went along in good faith and then found out he was just doing it on a bet?
Of course I wouldn't like it. But then she might try to understand, especially considering that she seems to like David otherwise. And he obviously likes her, or he wouldn't have asked for another date.
Yeah, well, you know, Marilyn, the trouble is, not everybody is as reasonable as you are.
Oh.
That's a fairly uncommon thing in a woman.
Don't you let any other woman hear you saying that.
Well, it's a fact, though.
Oh, poor David.
Yeah, it is too bad. I guess the guy feels kind of peeved about the whole thing, too. I suppose it's my fault, I don't know.
Well, they'll probably iron things out. And if they don't, that just means nothing was lost anyway. If they didn't like each other well enough to patch up a silly quarrel like this.
Uh-huh. Maybe you're right. You know, for some reason or other, I'm hungry.
Hungry?
Yeah.
Why, it is 2 hours since dinner.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, sis, but my appetite is unaffected by that stark fact.
Well, the icebox is full of food if you want to go out and find some. Or I could make a little lunch for you.
No, that's not what I want. You know, I think I feel like ice cream.
Ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would take a while to make your batch of that.
Oh, yeah, I know. I think I'll take a walk down to the drugstore and bring back a half pint or so. What flavor do you want?
At the drugstore, Laurie and Christy are just delving into a pair of soda fountain masterpieces. Special Paul Parker Double Threat Sundays. Now when Carlton enters the scene, what do you suppose is going to happen? Partyliners, you undoubtedly heard Rocky at the beginning of today's episode reminiscing a little bit about his early childhood days. Can you remember your childhood and what an important part Sarah Pepsin played? Well, I'm sure you can. Remember Sarah Pepsin's delicious taste? And that good feeling after the syrup Pepsin had taken effect? Well, then, why aren't you taking syrup Pepsin now, party line friend? That same good syrup Pepsin that helped you so easily when you were a child can do the same for you now. And don't you think your children deserve the benefits of syrup Pepsin, too? Now that I've reminded you, don't forget about syrup Pepsin again, will you, party liners? Syrup Pepsin is spelled S-Y-R-U-P, syrup P-E-P-S-I-N, Pepsin. Syrup Pepsin. Get a bottle at your own drugstore today.
Well, so long, sis. I'll be right back with the ice cream if you want to go ahead and get the dishes ready.
But Marilyn is to wait an amazingly long time for that ice cream and for Carlton. Tomorrow, we'll know why on the party line. See you tomorrow.